Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, it is Patriots Monday. Nine sleeps. Does that mean nine shopping days? Do they correlate? Nine sleeps till the big day. So maybe eight shopping days, right. Whatever. I will get out. I have done no shopping, but I'll get out there eventually.
Crazy.
Can't do it till the end. We have a lot to do here. We have to break down this loss by the New England Patriots.
Yeah, poutine to eat at McGonagall's.
We had spice bags to consume yesterday at McGonagall's. And so... I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't do another brunch. Maybe that was the jinx. I don't know.
No, I don't think it was the brunch. I think it was the fact that you, like Vrabel always says, you took a nap in the second half.
Yeah, big nap. Big nap in the second half yesterday for this football
team. I wanted a live look at Greg's face when Wiggy was texting asking if there was parking.
The double text really got me.
Because I just text a group chat. It's just the athlete in you.
It's like
I would have no idea if there. You get there and you figure it out.
Well, but if somebody's already there, they would say, "Yeah, there was a parking lot right next door."
There was crickets. I didn't hear
anybody.
Sorry,
Wiggy. I resonate with you. I was freaking out the entire time. I thought I was going to get my car towed like Curtis because I don't park in the city ever.
Well, if you need help, I know where it is. The lot.
Once you say it's like in Dorchester, it's in the city. It's like, all right, is there parking? And then Ken responded to something like, hey, can you get there early? He responded to that, but you couldn't respond like, hey, yeah, there's a parking lot next door. But then he did say there was street parking. So.
I mean, you live in the city. Yeah, you could just Uber your way over.
I was going to do that. Yeah, that's probably the smartest thing to do. But I was like, oh, the hell with it. I'll drive.
Well, we had a great time yesterday. Thanks for coming out for that. And unfortunately, result was not what we wanted from the New England Patriots. But... there are some that we talked about at the start of the show, some that think a loss here or there is a good thing for a football team.
You want a half full glass?
Yes.
Go back to the 2007 Giants.
Yep.
They lost the final game of the season to the Patriots.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The 2001 Rams.
Yeah.
That was the close Sunday night game. Patriots beat them in the Super Bowl, so this could be like that.
Hold on.
Coaches
walking in here. Mike Vrabel on a Patriots Monday, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with six New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow. And by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
I noticed you brought these shots in.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We've been calling them victory shots.
Well, they're shots today.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to do one. If you say to do it, I'm going to do it.
And one thing I know about Wiggy, he never turned a shot down.
No, I don't.
All right. That is
especially
good.
A free one.
That'll get us going.
You're damn right about that, bro.
Well, you said it post game. You needed 60 minutes, and you didn't get 60 minutes.
No, we did not. Nope. But we got to pick up the pieces and figure out how to win another game here this week.
You say no naps. Was that a nap?
They made plays, and the quarterback, the field position. We couldn't get turnovers. We knew. We got a third down stop, and then they convert on fourth down, a big X play, and whatever it was, penalty, X play, whatever. That's just we had talked about there were going to be some times in the game where we were going to have to make the play, and when that came up, we needed to make it, and there were times where we did, and then unfortunately times where we didn't. We didn't in the second half, and knew that we were going to need to be better than what we were in the red zone. And, that's concerning. We have to force teams to kick field goals when they do drive it on us.
You and Wiggy played the game. You coached the game. I just watched the game from a fan perspective. But it seemed like watching in that way, the defense was able to disrupt Josh Allen pretty well first half, second half. Not so much. Was there a different approach there? Were you more conservative?
No, not a different approach. I mean, to be able to pressure him on third down, you have to create third and longs. And, we did that and got off the field. They missed a couple. And then, like I just said, we had second and 10 a few times and didn't do well enough. And he extended and, scrambled and, just wanted to try to mix it up like we talked about before the game and being able to blitz him sometimes, play some zone and play some man and try to spy him.
Mike, one of the things that you probably talk about with your team and you talked a little bit about after the game is why Josh Allen is such a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. But the one area that, you guys have been relatively good has been your special teams. And you had, two huge returns. One was a penalty. And if you're going to make a guy like Josh Allen score on you, at least make him go the length of the field. What were some of the things that you said to the special teams group about those big plays that they gave?
Well, we knew that was going to be a challenge. He had a 98-yard touchdown against the Texans. He was averaging whatever he was, a good average, top six or seven in the league. And, listen, we knew that they were going to clamp you, and they were going to, it's only a penalty or a holding if they call it. And mm-hmm. They clamp you and we don't do enough to show the separation and the restriction at the point of attack, then that's what's going to happen. And so, we have to do a better job of, creating disruption, but also, not just running into guys and making sure that, that the lanes are filled and, they get a couple double teams and then the guys that aren't doubled have to show up. So that's been a strength of ours, and certainly covering kicks has been. It wasn't yesterday. So, we have to get back to that unit helping us and keeping teams from the, starting at the 30-yard line.
Drake came out so hot yesterday, and then in the second half, things kind of fell off a bit. What was the main difference in your mind from the first half to the second for him?
Well, I think just being able to get into, get the first down and get into drives and, we came up short a little bit there, and they, played a little bit of man against us, and, we have to be able to separate and protect, and, we just never really got into enough drives, in the second half.
It just felt like the possession of the momentum of the entire game just felt like it couldn't stop in the Bills' favor. And then the first half, the offense had such great play calls. There was, the double pass he had. An excellent plan for the Bills, and that felt like it totally went out the window in the second half.
Well, you can only run so many double passes that gain 13 yards. Like that's cool and it's cute. But you can only run so many of those before, again, you can only dial up so many of those. I always I'm not going to sit here. I've never really tried to second guess the play calling. I always think that the best plays are ones that are, decisive and that the players know and that they trust. And, obviously there's some better ones, but I don't think there's a perfect call. And so, we get back and we look at it, and I'm sure there's always going to be some ones that we're going to want to have back. And, we had it first and 10 at midfield, second and 10,
you know, then the penalties, it's third and five, it's third and 10, and it's, you know, third and 25. And it's just like that. That's not us. So I don't know what play call is going to fix that. But I do always understand that there's a great balance between the play call and the execution and obviously the decisions that we make. And there were times along the game that, you know, all three of those were really good. And then there was times in the game where those really didn't align and they weren't very good. And so that's on all of us. That's on the coaching, that's on the players. And I've always been in this, and it starts with me. I know that that sounds cliche, but we want to have the balance and the players trust what we're calling and that the coaches trust the players and the players trust each other to do their job.
Is there a back and forth in game in terms of play calls? Like, are you on a splitter where if Josh calls something in, you could sort of jump in, or is that sort of Josh?
Well,
is on?
I think what I've always tried to do, yeah, I am responsible for everything that gets called, but I've also learned that if I don't make a suggestion before they spot the ball, that's really hard to do on a play caller, that we have multiple personnel groups offensively or defensively. And so for me to say, when he says, you know, I'm not going to get into the personnel groups, or let's say it's a, you know, it's two tight end grouping with two wide receivers in the back, and all of a sudden he calls for that, and I say that I want another play that's out of another personnel group. Now we've got guys running onto the field. So again, I'm all for making suggestions, but I've learned that my suggestions need to be done before they spot the ball. And that may be, hey, let's run it here out of big people, or hey, let's spread them out, or whatever it may be. But I always try to make that, and I think I've learned, I used to do that probably too much in Tennessee where it was too late, and then it's causing this, you know, panic in the play clock. So I'm all for making suggestions. I just have to try to do it before they spot the football in order to give the play caller a chance to get a grouping in there and a play in there for the players.
It's kind of like on this show when we need to go to a commercial break and Wiggy starts a story.
I'm such a good storyteller.
It could go on for hours.
Did you just say you're such a good storyteller?
Yeah, kind of like
self-proclaimed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, at least they're good stories to me. I can't help everybody else.
Steph Diggs said post-game that this loss may have been a good thing for this team. Are you ever of that mindset?
Well, I think that it can be an opportunity. It's an opportunity that we have to learn from. And, you know, I've tried to stay consistent in my messaging and what we'll do. And we'll take a look at all the good stuff, and we'll have to fix the stuff that, you know, gets us beat. And we'll have to, you know, talk to these guys about making great in-game decisions and all the details and the techniques and the things that that cost us, and try to get back and get healthy and get back on the road and win a game.
Mike, I'm an outsider looking in, and you know, I know that the officials have a very difficult job. My biggest thing, even when I was a player, is just be consistent. I don't get some of the tugging, pulling, the hand fighting. You get they call a pass interference on both Marcus Jones and Davis, and then they don't do nothing about the Mac Hollins play in the end zone. So I know it's got to be difficult for you because you understand what they go through, but what do they say to you out there? Because we're just on the outside looking in.
Well, first of all, you know a lot about tug and pull, okay? So, I would say that.
Come on. You don't think I was able to get open without the tug and pull?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And I pause. It is a difficult job. Mm-hmm. They do have a difficult job. The consistency. Sometimes I struggle with it. Whether, you know, I'll say this. The Bills lead the NFL in offensive holding, and I'll leave it at that.
Right.
And that would be hard for me to understand how the team that is coming into the game, leading, and that's how they play. Didn't have one yesterday. Right. So that's second, hard for me to understand.
That second drive, Homer take, but that second drive of the second quarter, you could have called five times on him. Well, there was a
Deion Dawkins hold on left tackle, like in the third quarter, that even the broadcast was like,
The pancake one where he was pulling with his inside hand and he had his right hand up to make it seem like I'm not doing anything.
And they're fine with that. And again, that's how they play. They've been successful, mm-hmm. and they've been able to overcome those. And that was just my point was, listen, just if they're there, call them. And I'm sure ours are penalties, and we can debate Marcus Jones. I don't think it was a catch. You know, I mean, whether we think it's a PI, that's their call. So we'll just, again, we have to know what the rules are. We have to know how they are calling it, what the mechanics are. If, you know, listen, if you're not playing the football, the margin for error goes way, way, way down. So when you're not playing the football and there's perceived contact or whatever it may be, the margin for error goes way, way down.
But if you intercept a pass, how are you not making a play on the football?
Right. Well, because you're not looking back and playing it. I'm playing Wiggy. Wiggy gets his arms back through me, and whether he's coming back or we're drifting, that's where the
face guard,
I think, struggles. You can face guard. It's just you can't face guard with contact.
Right.
I felt like both players were still drifting away from the football as opposed to going back, and I know that his arms went back, but he continued to drift, and that's where sometimes they don't get called. That wasn't the case yesterday.
Right. Coming off the bye, did you feel like this is a good week of prep going in?
Yeah.
There was some talk that you were upset Wednesday or angry Wednesday at practice. I don't know if that's
I'm not sure who reported that, but
I don't know who it was.
Well, who was it?
I don't pay attention to that.
You just probably report stuff.
Probably Edelman. I mean, I saw Edelman in The Athletic say that you're an a-hole. I don't know if you saw that or not. I mean, I don't get that vibe from you.
I don't know.
What's he talking about?
I think it was kind of in jest.
Tongue in cheek?
Tongue and pull.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, the way that we started the football game is how we wanted to start it. It was just being able to sustain, and the whole emphasis was that this was going to be an identity matchup and battle for four quarters. We knew that that's what this was going to be. A lot of examples of, you know, the Bills not panicking and having a veteran football team and being able to come back in the second half and make some plays. And so, you know, we'll have to learn from this, and it'll only be a good opportunity from a loss is if we learn from it.
After the game, the guys upset but weren't beating themselves up too badly, and Jaylen Hawkins said that came from your messaging to the team after. What was your main message to them after a loss like that?
We got to pick the pieces back up, and you know, we're 11-3, and we're going to work our asses off to be 12-3. And I love coaching these guys, and it's not perfect, and none of us are. And you know, this happens in the National Football League, and it's 83 days since we lost. We went 83 days, and it was a good run, and we have to start another one. We got to get back to work here and practice, but we will. We got a bunch of good dudes.
Mike, everybody in that building and outside this building knows that you're a good football team. How do you make sure, the messaging, where it's three games left, and it's just human nature for players to start to say, okay, where are we playoff-wise? Where do we sit? Where are we doing? What are we looking at? Home field, second seed? How do you make sure that guys don't get caught up in that?
Well, I think you have to, you know, just continue to focus on the opponent, you know, focus on the corrections and the things that we did well, which I'll have to point out the things that we didn't do as well as we should have, and then just focus on make it all about the Ravens and make it about the challenge of going on the road and trying to beat them.
Were you impressed? I know you probably haven't had much time to watch anything but your own game, but that Philip Rivers returned and didn't completely fall flat on his face?
Didn't break his hip, no. I mean, that is impressive. I mean, just, you know, coaching high school football and going back out there and being able to operate and function, I think is pretty impressive.
Wiggs is next.
No, yeah. No. Yeah. Not even close. Not even close. If no, if there's not enough pulling and tugging in the world, it's going to get me open.
Trainer.
Josh McDaniels said this week he looks forward to being here for a while and building this thing with you. How important is he to the success that you've had this season?
Well, not only Josh, it's the entire football coaching staff and the support staff, and Josh has been a large part of that. And it's been good. I think he's enjoyed it. I think that every, you know, team or staff that you're on is a little different. It's got a little different feel to it. It's got different coaches to it. And there's a lot of new faces here for him. And I think that that's been good. I don't want to speak for him, but I think I hope he's enjoyed, you know, being here and coaching here and, you know, getting us started and 12 games in or however many games in, what is it, 14 games. And, so, yeah, but it's been great to work with him. Excited to see the growth and the continued development of Drake and everybody else. So that's all. I try to put a good staff together that, you know, can support each other, challenge each other, and then also, most importantly, help the players.
I'm sure there's a focus on when it comes to the negative plays from yesterday, but one positive play that got our group message all fired up was Drake's block for Henderson.
Can we call it a block?
Yes.
It was an attempted block.
It was a block.
It was getting away. it was getting away.
I thought it was impressive
screen
by him. Did you?
Anything that we can do to help protect the guy with the football, I'm for.
He was fast, too. He looked good. Yeah. He looked good. It got Shime, you know, 0 to 100. 6 to midnight.
Yes. I mean, as long as he can stay out of the way and, you know, take care of himself, I think that that's a great thing to see.
I don't think we asked you last week with the Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick being finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I assume we know your answer, but your thoughts on both of their eligibility.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think they're both very well-deserving. I mean, I think, you know, you look at our organization and our franchise with Robert and his leadership and the success that we've had, the development of this stadium and this Patriot Place. And the one thing that I always respect is this: I came back and the stadium is completely different. And, you know, it stayed modern. You know, our club levels and our suites and the end zone things are just, I think it's always just been cool to see, as opposed to other stadiums that were built, you know, around 2001, our record. And then obviously the success that Bill had as the head coach here, is unprecedented, and so they're both very well deserving, I would say. Not that I get a vote, but I mean, I hope they both get in.
Yeah, Robert, long overdue.
A little turnaround for you on Patriot Place. You weren't a fan of it when it started.
Oh, why would I not be a fan of Patriot Place?
Wasn't there a quick comment or something about spending some money on Patriot Place? I don't remember that. Was that you when you were playing?
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah,
I wear a lot of different hats. I was representing Wiggy. Oh, I was trying to get Wiggy every last dollar I put as a player rep.
You're fighting for the other guys. You're fighting for the guys at that time. Yes.
Believe me, I could use every last dollar. Mike, the one thing
yeah, those neck tats aren't cheap.
No, they are not. I've had this forever. Though I got this back when I was in Carolina. The one thing I will I'll give your players a lot of credit for, whether it's Steph Diggs or we heard some guys after the game, they don't really get into the, you know, whoa, it's me, complaining about the officials. It seems like these guys have really taken on the personality of, hey, we learn from our mistakes, we take our L like a big boy, we blame ourselves for what we didn't do, and we move on. Talk about your players and their ability to do that.
Well, and I appreciate that. I think that we always talk to, we'll hear their explanations, but we can't accept excuses. And so, you know, we just own it, and we come in with a willingness and a humility to improve. But also I don't want, I'm hoping that we don't are like walking around with our heads down. I mean, we have to get back to work, and it sucks to lose. And it sucks to lose like that with an opportunity to win the division, and it didn't happen. And that's what you have to learn from. You can work really hard for stuff, and you can want stuff really bad, and sometimes you don't get it. And you have to be able to just come back and compete and pick up the pieces and put them back together.
All right, our conversation with the coach brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. Thank you, Coach Vrabel. We will be right back on a Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.